Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Ed from Brantford, what did you learn the hard way?
Yeah, one of my go-to party stories is about when I was in the Navy and I got tackled by airport security because I said I had to shoot the president. I was a photographer and I wasn't thinking about what I was saying.
Oops. Choose your words carefully. Why are they chasing after me? What the hell's going on here? I was going to shoot him in the face.
Oh, what the hell? What happened?
I forgot my telephoto lens in the car, so I rushed out to get it. And then the president was landing and running back into the airport, ran right past security. This was before 2001, before 9/11.
Yeah.
And as I ran by, they were like, sir, you have to stop. And I was like, no, I have to shoot the president. You don't understand. And 2 seconds later, flat on my face on the floor.
You're right. They didn't understand.
They pulled me into a security room and they asked me a bunch of questions. I had to wait for a security officer to show up and get me out of there. Such a mess.
Wow. What kind of questions did they ask you?
They asked me what I was doing there, who my commanding officer was, you know, because I was in uniform. I was there doing a job for the Navy, so they were afraid that I guess I was disguised or something.
Yeah, who are you with, like in the groups or whatever. Why do you want to shoot the president?
Right. Holy crap.
What are you doing here? You know, why are you photographing him? What company are you with? Blah, blah, blah.
Damn. No. And did they search you for weapons?
Yeah, they searched me.
Like
cavity search?
Yeah.
Just a pat down. I had my camera bag and
Ashley
I was in
wants
uniform
to know
at the
if you
time.
Had a cavity search.
Right. Were you a hand puppet for a while?
No, I wasn't.
Choose your words carefully when you're talking
Very.
About
Here's
the
motto
president.
Right there. How long did this take for you? Like, was it like hours?
I was probably there about 3 or 4 hours before somebody came to get me.
3 or 4.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So did you get to shoot the president?
No, I missed it.
All that.
Which president was it?
Bush Jr.
Gotcha.
Oh, W.
Right.
W, yeah.
Oh, wow.
W.
Okay. Does that come up again, like during a promotional hearing or whatever?
No, actually, I got out of the Navy about 2 years later, so never came up.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you, Ed. Let's go into the production room. What have we got in there, Phil?
We have two interns with stories about things they learned the hard way. So we have one that found out they were allergic to something and one that sliced themselves open.
Let's start with the allergic to something.
All right, Kaylee, you're up first.
All righty, so I found out the hard way that I'm allergic to pumpkins.
Oh,
pumpkins.
Yes.
Were you dressed as one for Halloween?
Did someone throw one at you?
No, I was just carving a pumpkin, like, regularly for Halloween, and I looked down, and my hands were about the size of my head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so you don't even have to eat them.
They called it big hands for a while.
How do you get a sweater on to go to the hospital, then?
Right. Boy, she can catch a she can catch a football, though.
Hey, yeah.
It's like, imagine trying to stick your head through the sleeve of a sweater.
It's all pumpkin, though.
They call me big hands.
Yeah, it's all pumpkin, too. One of my friends one time gave me a pumpkin lotion and it reacted the same way.
Wow.
How old were you when you figured this out?
I think it was only about like 5 years ago.
So you never like carved a pumpkin as a kid?
I did. That's the scary part.
Allergies come, they go, mostly come, and then you don't know, like one day you just, wow, I can't eat pasta anymore.
So I'm guessing we're not going to see her during pumpkin spice season ever.
Yeah, I can't. Kaylee goes to the pumpkin hiding.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Where'd you go? Oh, pumpkin spice.
You know, I think I'd be okay with that, except for pumpkin pie. I didn't like pumpkin pie till like 5 or 6 years ago. And now I'm like, that's not bad.
Oh, I need it, yeah.
But if it's better than like pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, watching that.
But man, she just would not be able to prepare herself for the hospital. Can't get the shoe on.
Right, can't call, can't dial a phone.
You can't tie your shoes.
Can't dial a phone, right, exactly.
Well, the
right.
hands are giant. Right.
This doorknob is way too small.
Can't dial the phone.
Like Hulk hands.
Right. Yeah, you're dialing two numbers at a time.
Right.
Can't get in the car.
I can't take this aspirin.
Right. I can't get the key out of my purse.
I got my hand, but I keep punching myself in the face.
Yeah, that's a problem.
This is not good at all.
All right, we'll go to the phones in a second, but we got to talk to Flanders. What happened to you?
Yeah, Flanders had a whole other deal.
All right, I was 6 years old, and I was coming out of the bathroom, and someone left like one of those double-sided razors that you could snap and replace into a razor. And I just found it on the tub, so I picked it up, and I'm holding it by both blades, and I run up to my mom, like, Mom, what is this? And my mom starts freaking out. She's like, no, you need to put that down right now. So I didn't know a thing about him, so I was like, okay. Grabbed it from the top, pulled it from my fingers, and just slit both my fingers. I had to get stitches in both my fingers.
I'm more concerned why there was a razor blade by the bathtub.
By the bathtub!
That's what I said! Was someone having a bad day?
Oh, no!
And they changed their mind.
I didn't put that together.
Yeah. It's like the scene in The Godfather.
Exactly.
Right. Jeez.
Right. Ever since then, I have this like crippling fear of like razors now.
I would.
Oh, man. It's like even if I see like a loose razor somewhere, I'm like, can someone pick that up? Please.
I don't blame you.
Razor bad. Razor bad.
So even thinking about it, I'm like, ugh.
All right, that's a lesson that stays with you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, it does. So it's a scar.
Couldn't use that hand for like almost like 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, you and Kaylee would not be able to help each other.
I'm bleeding. I can't get a Band-Aid out.
I can't either.
Wilson and Shelton.
Wilson.
Hi, good morning, Jeff and Jay.
Hey.
Good morning.
I learned the hard way. Never go with crazy stuff if you have you in La La Land. Think about your problems.
Never go where?
Translation, please. Anyone?
Something about La La Land?
I heard that one.
I got La La Land. The movie, or?
All right, Wilson.
No. Yes, I'm like went to go jet skis with a friend, but I have so many problems in my head. I was thinking about the problems of something happening the day before. And then I always do crazy stuff, everything, but I always focus what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing when they do crazy stuff.
All right, hold on one second. Hold on one second, Wilson. Anybody?
Nope.
No idea.
All right.
Something, maybe anxiety?
He sounds nice.
Before the thinking about the things the day before?
No, he sounds great.
Very nice guy.
This guy knows how to speak two languages. Yeah. I could barely I can't speak one.
Yeah, you've heard me. So.
Give us the headline here. What is it that you learned the hard way? Not the story, just a couple of words. What you learned the hard way?
Never go do a crazy stuff like a crazy sport if you're not focused. Sure.
Damn.
Never do crazy stuff.
If you're not focused.
Oh. If you're going to do crazy stuff, make sure you're focused.
Okay. Right. Now, what kind of crazy stuff? Tell us that in a few words.
We was racing the jet skis.
Oh.
Racing jet skis.
So right.
Okay. You got to pay attention when racing jet skis.
Right.
Very
Keep
good.
Keep focused.
Okay. Now, give us the end of the story. Like, one sentence. What happened while you were not focused racing a jet ski?
Yeah, I did not see the boat come.
Is there a hole inside of a boat in the shape of a jet ski now?
There was a flying Wilson through the air.
Wilson!
Yes.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
I should, but I didn't.
Oh, all right. One of those. Right. I'm fine.
And I totaled the boat, yeah.
What happened to the boat?
The boat made a big wave. And then my jet ski fly in the wave. I get separated from the jet ski. When the jet ski hits the second wave, I like to fly like you know when they do like the motorcycle, like a Superman fly by side the jet ski.
Right. Yeah.
I slammed to my own jet ski, and then end up landing in the water.
All right.
I'm good. So hard. My head hit so hard in the jet ski.
Oh.
Broke the frame of the jet ski.
Wow. Your head. Oh my broke God. The frame. Of the jet ski.
You got a hard head, man.
Well, let me ask you this.
Excuse me.
did you have this accent before you hit your head?
Why?
Yeah. All right, Wilson, you're in the running for the tickets.
Got you written down in ink.
Do we have his number? We have your number. Wilson, thank you very much, brother. Appreciate it.
Good luck, man.
I can put the pictures for that party in the...
I'm going to put you on hold.
Don't move.
I'm going to let you go. How about that?
Right, yeah.
All right, Wilson. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You know what I realized halfway through that call I was doing?
What?
I was talking like this, thinking that maybe that would help the language barrier if I just yell.
Can you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Wilson. I am sorry, Wilson. Wilson!
And then Tom Hanks broke out.
Yeah. I like his accent.
Yeah, it's cool.
Wow, he broke the frame of the jet ski with his head.
That's a hard head. That's a hard noggin.
And he didn't go to the hospital.
No, that's a toughie. That's a tough guy. That's a
tough guy.
Punching him ain't going to be effective at all.
Right?
Yeah, oh, God, he's still standing there.
That'd be the worst.
I'm sorry.
You could be Kaylee, eat pumpkin,
right.
Get a giant hand,
right,
and then punch him.
Bash him the mush.
And he would be like, yeah.
All right.
What else you got?
Exactly. At that point, just run.
Sunday's the big day, right? Everyone's anticipating the Game of Thrones finale.
We're off the throne, finally.
They're saying it could cause millions of sick days on Monday.
I'll go to work, you Nancy's.
Let's bring in the king of the nerds, Mitch Halleck, to discuss.
Bring forth the king.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Before we start, I have breaking news. I don't know if you guys have covered it, but Grumpy
what'd you break now?
Cat
yes.
is dead.
Grumpy
the cat. 7 years old.
Is it Grumpy
seven
the cat
old,
or yeah. Grumpy cat?
Grumpy cat.
Grumpy cat.
Grumpy
real
cat.
Name Tartar Sauce. Aww. That was his real name. Yeah.
That's why he was grumpy. Didn't like his name.
Yeah, really. Call you Tartar Sauce.
When was he an internet sensation? How long ago was that?
About 4 years ago.
Yeah, right. It was everywhere.
Right.
He even had a TV series, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a comic book, too. Yeah.
That was in, yeah.
Seriously?
Yep, yep.
Yeah,
Grumpy Cat was a thing, man.
Ah, poor Grumpy
he
Cat.
He held the chicks, red carpets.
Seven seems young, right?
Yeah, he a urinary tract infection.
Complicate, yeah.
That'll do it,
complications from a UTI, yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Was Grumpy Cat a lady, also?
I don't know.
Oh, because I'm saying he.
Well, that make more sense.
Now, what do you mean also? Like, had a gender change?
That would make sense.
Grumpy cat.
Bitchy cat.
Also sorry. A lady? Yes.
Dad, I'm sorry. I think
Grumpy
I'm looking
cat
at the...
used both restrooms.
Yes.
I'm looking at the Instagram post, and it does say her.
Right. Okay. So Grumpina. Yes.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We got to go on.
All right, let's go back to the Game of Thrones theme song. Let's get in the mood here. All right, this Sunday. What are you looking for, King of the Nerds?
All right, well, basically, I talked to Phil off mic, and you guys don't know anything that's going on with this show.
So zero.
Kind of proud of it.
Zero.
Okay. Well, in a nutshell, last week, everything hit the fan. The Daenerys went nuts.
Everything was on fire.
Right.
Burned it all to the ground. Everything torched, knocked castles down, squished people.
Now, is this the result of a fight or someone just knocked over a candle?
Mood swing? What?
It was like the Chicago fire. It was a cow.
This is a fight that's been coming for 7.5 seasons.
Fight fire with fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She just went, and everybody was shocked.
No, who started the fire? Is there someone who, like, was it a dragon that was like, I'm pissed? And it's like, everything must burn.
Was it PMS? What?
No, she got on her dragon, and she flew around, and she torched the entire place.
But the flames were coming out of the dragon's mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. As she had Taco Bell.
It was like bad morning breath.
Okay. Right. Dragon breath.
Yeah. Big lifesavers. But no, this has been coming down.
Is the little person on fire?
Huh?
Is the little person on fire?
Tyrion?
No, he's not on fire. He did.
I can hear Mitch getting frustrated.
Yeah. His career is on fire.
No, but wouldn't that be interesting? Like, I don't know how to say this, so I'll just say it. But it would be slightly amusing to see a little person running on fire. No?
If you play Baby Elephant Watch.
Look, we went to the micro wrestling. That was funny. I think...
They have a sense of humor, people.
So, what's going to happen Sunday?
Jesus. Is it a small burn?
You said that we didn't.
No, I just... All right. So, everything is on fire.
Okay.
Everything is on fire.
Everything's on fire. Right. So, now everybody is like, oh, maybe she wasn't the best person to rule. Because once she got in control, she became the Mad Queen.
Uh-huh.
And went nuts.
Went to her head.
Yeah,
so I feel like you all should have seen this coming, but go ahead.
Yeah. Everybody's upset. I'm like, why? Her father was the Mad King. It's in the books, baby.
She's a mad cow.
And they have teased it.
Okay, there's books.
Yes, there's books.
Okay, so this is like The Walking Dead. So they pretty much keep to the books, but then every now and then they throw you up. No?
The only big difference is the guy, George Martin, who wrote the books, hasn't written the final chapter yet.
Oh, so
but
this
the
is
show
all
is coming to an end.
The TV show is beyond the books.
Yes.
Oh,
gotcha.
And has been for some time.
All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are like, you don't know what's going to happen. This guy's probably just sitting back going, oh, they didn't like that ending? Okay, I'll do another one. So,
okay, I have a couple of theories, but I should go first because I don't want to seem like I'm copying yours. But, you know, they're not going to end this where they can't make more money off of it.
Seriously.
So they're
going to come to an end. They got a prequel already coming out, so we're good.
No, that's fine. But, no, they've learned that you got to leave this open for a movie and, you know, some other thing. So, you know, this is going to be left where, one, everyone's going to be screaming bloody murder Monday morning.
Bloody murder.
What the hell kind of ending was that?
Right.
It's not going to be a Breaking Bad ending where it's like, wow, that was a great ending.
No, the screen
people
goes dark.
Are going to be pissed.
The screen goes dark.
That's one. Two, there's going to be open for a movie. And then three, I don't know what three is.
Is Journey right, playing
so,
at all?
Go ahead. All right. So what do you think is going to happen?
I think you're off on this one. I think it's going to wrap up everything. 90-minute finale. They're going to fly away. It's going to say goodbye, just like MASH at the end.
Right.
No. Anyway. All right. Well, again, you guys don't know anything, so it's weird. So here's one for you.
All right. Thank
you. Danny kills John. His sister, Eric, kills Danny. And then the other sister, Sansa, rules. How about that? Does that make any sense to you? Because it's really weird.
These are predictions, or
these are predictions, because no one knows what's going to happen. You got to wait till Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And it was sort of last episode when Danny was burning everything, you could see John already being like, this is not what I signed up for. So
they've
already sort of planted the seed that, like, he's going to turn against her.
It's kind of like Shane and Rick.
We're trying to explain it to you.
In John the Walking Dead, you can kind of see where their partnership is starting to split. And it's like, I don't think I'm on your team.
Will there be a post-show, you know, Game of Comfy Couch, where they're all sitting on the couch talking
Game
about
of they, Comfy they, yeah, Couch.
Comfy Couch, yes.
Hmm, or parody.
Here, to make it easy for you guys, John is the real king. He's a rightful king.
Act like I don't care about any of this. What do you think is going to happen at the end? So...
Let's talk about Grumpy Cat.
No.
Game of Thrones also?
Let's do this. So you're making some predictions, and I like predictions, because we could compare notes on Monday and see how you did. But let me ask you this. Who do you think will rule after all the S hits the fan here, which is, you know, happening now?
HBO with the ratings.
Right. Talk to Phil. I'm going to say... John rules everything at the end.
John Snow?
Phil says no.
Okay, and then you think that woman who's been ruling everything and went bananas, do you think she dies? What happens?
Oh, yeah, she's out. They got to get rid of her. She's not gonna make it past 10 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, really? All right, I'm going to predict this then. She's ruling now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say at the end, she kills everybody.
She totally rules.
And she went nuts, yeah.
The thing with this show, though, is that if someone dies, they could just bring them back. So
yeah.
It's like,
use magic.
It kind of takes the drama out of dying.
Yeah, I made a boo-boo. Bring back magic.
All right. So we got to have you come on Monday and give us your wrap-up.
But what if I'm wrong? What are we betting here?
You wanted to bet something?
Oh.
No, I don't know.
I wasn't that interested in it. No, I just want to know. I know everybody else is. Like, you can't go to work on a Monday morning and not hear people talking about Game of Thrones.
The accounting corporation, yes.
But I'm so far, like 8 seasons, I never catch up. By the time I catch up, everyone's moved on to another show, so I'm just going to just say I missed this one.
Game of Thrones, so yesterday, we were supposed to watch it now.
Big Bang Theory ended last night. Nobody cares.
Yep.
I was going to bring that up. Nobody cares?
I watched it. I was like, okay.
I stopped watching it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was number one in the ratings, Somebody was watching it.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
On regular TV, not...
How did they... real quick, how did they... And it looked like the nerdy guy got some kind of prestigious award.
Sheldon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he gives a speech, and his speech was the heartfelt goodbye to the viewers, but disguised as a speech to his friends or whatever, right?
Yeah. Basically, they told him off at the end. They said, you know what? People just put up with you because they realize you're a jerk and you just can't help it. So after all these seasons, Sheldon, the main character there, realized he was a jackass, basically. And all his friends loved him no matter what, but he was still an ass. And he finally dawned on him that, it was me all along. So he apologized to all of them at the end and said that, you know, they're his best friends and he loves them all. But the real killer was at the end of the credits, they came back, and Jim Parsons, who plays Sheldon, the main character, sang the theme song with the guitar.
Oh, really?
Off camera, as the cast was sitting there eating Chinese food on their couch like they normally do. But I was like, wow, how pretentious is this?
You know? Oh, really?
It would be like Alan Alda singing the theme to MASH.
Then a dragon came by and burned them all.
That'd be kind of cool if they did something like that.
But the reason why it went off the air is because he didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
So the rest of the cast is like, hey, buddy.
It used to be beyond the show and have the show on until the ratings tubed. You would just run it into the ground. But now there's a sense that you kind of got to go out on top so you still have a chance of a career later. You're not damaged goods.
Well, what happens is they gave them like a 3-year contract when the ratings were good, so everybody got lazy. They're like, oh, we don't have to work hard anymore. We got a 3-year job.
Yeah. It's like an athlete's usually the best in the last year of the contract.
Right.
They start producing numbers.
Yeah.
But John Wick, real quick, because we got to go. John Wick.
Yeah.
Give us a couple seconds on this.
It's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yes.
Okay.
Even Jennifer, who's not big on these action hero movies, loves.
Cool. Really?
I think it doesn't hurt that Keanu Reeves is hot. But so we saw 1 and 2. And have you seen 3 yet?
No, I did not see it last night. I was too busy watching Big Bang Theory.
You're king of the nerds. Lots going on in your kingdom.
That's why the bang was about
there's a new Batman, too. We didn't even mention that.
Yeah, man. Oh, wow. And then I see this X-Men trailer or whatever, right?
Yeah, the girl from Game of Thrones is the Phoenix in the X-Men movie.
All right, we have a lot to talk to you about. We'll talk to you Monday. Hello, Joe.
Hello, guys. It's happy to be here.
Hi, Joe.
It's happy to be here.
He's very happy to be here.
Yeah. There's somebody not here, but here.
Right.
Right.
Nobody told me that there'd be a ghost woman.
Hello.
Yeah, she's around the corner.
Ghost woman from the other room.
This is the disadvantage of that seat. Okay. But it's usually the first thing a guest says.
Right.
Like, where is she?
Right.
Right. There's all these people.
She's going to get up and try and see you.
Right? Yeah, she's actually right, she's
right over there.
Oh, here. Oh, hey. How are you?
So she's around the corner of the glass.
I was going to tell him it was Alexa.
I got stern warning about spilling and swearing and touching things, but no one told me there'd be a woman in my cans.
Yeah, there's a ghost woman.
That's a radio term.
Right.
Cans.
Headphones.
And women have cans. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was not me, young lady.
I can't see. Listen.
Joe needs to know some stuff about Connecticut and the show if you want to call in stuff about the show.
Yes.
And you can tell Joe. So this way he doesn't have to learn over the whole course of the hour that AJ's creepy, which in 5 seconds he learned that you bring it to the creepy place right away.
I like to get things done.
You've already met Mr. Cans, as we'll call him, I guess.
There's another person in the cans?
That's Phil. Otherwise, I'm going to throw him off the roof.
Right.
The guy with the fear garden with the beard. Yeah. That guy.
Yes. Right. I feel like I'm going to do everything that Phil said not to do.
Exactly.
Good.
Just do it.
That I wouldn't even have thought of doing anyways.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Someone says, don't stutter. You're going to stutter.
Exactly.
Right. Someone says, don't blink. You blink. So Phil comes in and completely screws you up.
Derails the entire place.
Yeah. Don't do this. Don't do that. Right. Don't spill. Doesn't tell you about the ghost woman. Doesn't tell you AJ's creepy.
Right. Don't listen to Phil.
It was 2 things. It was don't spill and don't touch the microphone.
And that was it.
Right.
And it wasn't creepy. It was being
it was too much for Joe, I guess.
And swearing. Now I'm going to knock over my tea, yell the F word, and then kick the microphone.
Actually, we encourage that around here.
And then grab AJ's cans.
One of us.
Chaz and AJ.
Ow.
This does not sound like a good connection.
Is this a transformer?
Yeah, that was not a good connection.
I touched the microphone, sorry.
Yeah, see?
Joe
spilled stuff already. Comedian Joe List at Comics Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun. It just says Sunday.
I'm not there Sunday.
No,
I don't know who wrote that. I'm there tonight. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow.
It says Mohegan Sun, May 16th through the 18th. So that would be last night through. All right, so this weekend, basically.
So come out last night.
Can you time machine?
Yeah, can you come out last night?
If you have a DeLorean.
Most of you did not come last night, so come tonight or tomorrow.
Was it empty last night? Or what
it wasn't empty. It was, I think it was like in the 60s or so.
That's
maybe.
Good.
60-something.
That's for a Thursday night in the middle of, like, really, Mohegan Sun is a city in itself, but outside of that complex, it's trees.
Right.
Yeah, and Judas Priest was playing next door,
and I
feel like I have a lot of crossover. There's a lot of Judas Priest Joe List fans.
Yeah, I feel like they're the same.
Yeah,
right?
I'm wearing leather underwear.
Exactly. Right. We can tell.
Oh, excellent.
You keep shifting your seat. Like.
Oh, how was the Judas Priest show last night? Well, we love a check-in on that. So,
is there ever
anything Joe List needs to know about the show?
Right.
And anything you want to report from Judas Priest last night, 1-877-764-2535. Some of the headlines here, Game of Thrones wrapping up Sunday night. Are you a fan of that show?
I'm not. My wife is real big into it. She watches it, but it's kind of like I have sports and she has Game of Thrones, and neither one of us tries to be interested in the other person's thing.
Oh, good.
Perfect couple.
You've carved out your own interests and don't share them.
I got my thing. She has her thing.
Divide and conquer.
What's nice about that is you don't have to spend time with your wife.
Perfect.
It's like, I'm going to go watch the game.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
At dinner for your high five.
This is my happy place.
Right.
And then she's like, I'm going to watch Game of Thrones. Like, all right,
good luck with it.
Have a good time.
Okay.
What feels good about it is while she's watching Game of Thrones, I read, and there's no better way to really have something over someone when you're like, oh, yeah, you watch your dragons. I'll be reading.
Right.
Of course, I'm reading Twitter, but, you know.
It's still reading. It still counts.
Yeah, I feel superior.
It does. You just don't tell them what you're reading.
Yeah. But I've never seen it. I understand there's a lot of incest in dragons. Is that about right?
And boobs.
Like real life,
And boobs, Those are the big three.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Phil, you want to fill us in, Phil?
Yeah, you forgot death. There's a lot of death as well. It's a lot of gore, a lot of death, a lot of dragons, and yes, incest.
Nerdfest, yes.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, the very first season opened with a scene where there are twins having sex with each other.
This is the first season.
Your first episode.
Episode one, opening scene.
Yep, this is what you're in for. Get ready.
All right, wait. Two girls?
No.
Two guys?
No.
Guy and a girl.
Right.
But they're twins.
Right.
Were they conjoined?
Oh.
Well, they were eventually.
Now they are.
Yes.
In a way.
they were conjoined in the opening scene.
Let's conjoin!
So do they look like each other?
And then they pushed a 10-year-old child out of a window of a castle.
That's how you orgasm back then.
That's how you finish?
You're supposed to scream. Not the kid!
Right. That's interesting. That all happened in the first few minutes?
First episode. Yep.
All right.
Huh, see, I think I might be interested. Yeah,
that was during the credits.
Yeah, I don't need to read anymore.
But how do you know that they're brother? How do you know they're twins? How do you know all that? They're not talking about that while they're doing it.
No, but, you know, the other characters on screen sort of, because they're visiting. They're visiting another place. And as they're coming up, you're hearing the Lord of Winterfell sort of explain who everybody's going to be and like who they have to like be courteous to, yada yada.
Oh, there's
like,
a narrator?
No. Yeah, you're Daniel meeting Stern all of these characters for the first time. Don't forget, this is the first episode, so you're meeting them through the characters. So they're sort of explaining, hey, when the queen and the king arrive, you need to know that these are the other important people that are going to be a part of the party. We're going to have this big feast, and this is where everyone's going to be sitting. Blah blah blah.
If they have kids that become quadruplets, or what goes on there? What's the official terminology here? Because now they just replicated, so now there's twins that they become quadruplets.
I think there'd be a problem.
Yeah.
Like, you would know that.
I don't
well, they have
think...
one kid's triplets, right?
I don't think that's how quadruplets work.
Yeah, well, most twins don't screw either.
That's right. They're like amoebas, right?
Right.
They just split
multiply.
Off.
Exactly, right. You see what going...
That sounds like a better show, to be honest.
That I'd watch.
Yeah. See, yeah. I'm on board with that one.
That would be called Game of Clones.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Count
very
it.
Nice. Yeah.
That counts.
And you get to live.
That was a good one. Chaz and AJ.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
I was at the show last night.
Oh, how was it?
It was absolutely incredible. They went back to their deep catalog.
Okay,
and?
So stuff that we wouldn't recognize?
Probably not. They opened up with War Pigs, and it was out of control.
Holy crap.
Really?
Yeah, it was. And then Necromancer.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a great show. Rob Halford was really on top of his vocals.
He's never bad. He can
it's
have a
hard
head
voice
cold.
To maintain.
Yeah. Although I saw now he has like a white beard, like a white goatee, and like a he looks like someone from Game of Thrones. With a tattoo on the side of his head.
Did they do Solar Angels or Diamonds and Rust or...
No.
Really?
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Nope.
Hot rocking?
And now he
head knock to the highway.
He doesn't ride his motorcycle on a stage anymore. He rides a trike.
A trike?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, a tricycle.
Yeah, with a big orange rectangle in the back.
Yeah, so there was, he had this trademark where he'd start the Harley and they'd have it'd be backstage.
Yeah.
Right.
And you wouldn't see him. And then you'd hear the bike start, and they'd have a mic near the pipe, so the rumble of the bike just knocked you out of your seat.
It did.
And then he would floor it and drive out into the stage, and you're like, he's going right to the audience.
Yeah.
And somehow he would stop.
Right. Except for that one time.
Yeah. I was going to ask him, did you go to Joe's show after, but probably not.
No.
He meant to.
It got out right after our show, because I did a meet and a greet. I'm a man of the people. And then as I walked out, we were walking back to the room, and the concert
lots of leather
let out. Yeah. It was. I was at Chick-fil-A with a lot of metalhead.
Oh, you're like Pee Wee Herman in the biker bar.
Yeah, exactly. I felt exactly like that. That's a little hurtful, but
I meant that in the best way possible.
Excuse me.
I was like that. And then I went straight to the movie theater, and it was a great night.
Right. We'll see.
That was a 25-year-old reference there.
Right. Yeah. All right, so the movie theater. Yeah.
That was where he was, right?
Right, yes.
That's right. That was so fast, it went right over my head. Thanks for bringing that back and giving me some time to get that.
That was some time ago.
It was a Disney film I was watching, too,
yeah.
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
No, he was in Pee Wee Herman.
I know.
Yeah, he went to a dirty movie, right?
I know. I was making a joke.
So, I know.
Right. I think Fred Willard did the same thing.
He did.
Years later. And then the next day he tweeted Merry Christmas, and it made me laugh for about 20 minutes. It was a great, one of my favorite tweets of all time.
Wait, I don't remember this.
The Wonder Years, yes.
Yeah.
Do you know any of this, what we're talking about, Ash?
Of
course not.
Ash is 29.
Yes. So.
Hi. Oh, okay.
You know Pee-wee, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Flanders is pissed in here.
How did she not know?
How old is Flanders?
29.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, so you know Pee-wee Herman.
He's the guy with the weird haircut and funny voice, right?
You ever watch like Pee-wee's Playhouse?
No, was a rainbow.
Were you sheltered?
I feel like we should have known all that was coming, right? Here's a guy who had a children's show who would put a mirror on his shoe and look under into girls'
dress. Yes.
No one saw that this guy was a perv.
Yeah, that was comedy in the 80s and 90s. They used to sell those canes with the mirror on the bottom.
Yeah.
At like CVS.
Yeah.
He had Lawrence Fishburne dressed as a cowboy.
Yeah. That's right. There was a whole weird porn going on there without the sex.
That was acceptable comedy. Old men looking up women's dresses was like a gag gift.
Right.
Like,
it was funny.
Remember when Jumpy got hands?
Yeah, you turn 50, you get the cane with the mirror.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
You can see your underwear without asking.
Yeah,
you get it.
Exactly. All right, so your Bruins did very well, right?
Yeah, almost too well. Now I'm nervous. Like a New England fan, I'm always anxious. No matter how much they're winning, I get nervous. But a lot of time off now between the...
Big wait.
The finals, a big wait.
So that's not good?
Like the weather could change, yes.
Well, I mean, you get some guys recover, but then Tuukka Rask, the goalie, has been on fire.
He's been on fire. You want to put him out every night if you can, right?
Yeah, okay. So,
look at his ice.
You don't want to put him.
You don't want him to get rusty.
Yeah. So they're not on ice, but they're on ice.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's funny about hockey players, though? Like, you don't have to worry about any of them getting hurt playing Fortnite during this downtime.
No.
These goddamn guys are so tough. They could be in a car wreck and then they'll just play like 5 minutes later, like a baseball player. Oh, I hurt my thumb playing Fortnite video game.
I think that's exclusively a David Price issue, but still funny.
Yeah. I mean, hockey players just, they don't get, like, you know, an eye could be hanging out. It's like, put me back in.
Exactly. I still got one.
Yeah.
Right.
All I need is one.
Exactly. Let it tangle. I don't care.
Any highlights from last night's game?
It was Tuukka Rask. It's a shutout. So they win 4-0. Another shutout for Tuukka Rask. They sweep the series, so now they're going into the Stanley Cup Finals against whoever's going to come out of this wacky Western Conference Final, because, again, there's been some controversy with the goals that have been scored here. Replay has been a big issue, so it's going to depend on whether it's going to be the Sharks, who have the edge right now, 2-1, or the Blues. But the Bruins seem to have a favorable matchup with whichever team winds up going forward.
Look, here's the future of reffing, because these calls have become a thing in every sport, right? And now it's more and more because the replay is more sophisticated and happens faster. They need one of those little robots that are in the lanes and Stop and Shop.
Okay.
Right? They need one of those just to come right out. I have it painted black and white stripes and just come out. Because instantly, it saw everything, analyzed it, 50 different angles. Goal is good. Boom, right. Okay, we get to play again.
Right.
There'll be some kind of a fist fight on the ice. Some guy's lip is bleeding. A spill is detected.
See, I think they didn't review that play the other day. It was a hand pass, and they won illegally. I just think if the other team is so angry, the ref should be like, all right, they seem really bummed about this one. Let's just review it.
Yeah.
Like, they should be allowed to review... based on the anger of the other team. Right. They're all breaking their sticks, yelling. You're like, they seem pretty upset.
They're all angry. Yeah.
We should look at this again.
Yeah, it's like basketball when you see someone fake getting fouled. Like, the guy just walked by them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh!
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Arms up!
Oh! Yeah. And the guy is 6'7", 240 pounds. Yeah. And you're like, he just knocked over?
That was easy.
For a while, LeBron James was really guilty of that. He'd get, like, bumped by the point guard on the other team, and all of a sudden his arms, like, don't work anymore. Right. And he's just, like, falling on the court.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Who does Boston want the Bruins to play?
I think, well, San Jose would be excited because they have this player, Joe Thornton, who started with the Bruins literally 20 years ago.
He was another
in
captain,
the 90s.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they traded him away. So that would be like a story, you know, I guess. But I think you just want this series to go 7. They beat the hell out of each other and everyone gets hurt. And then we play a nice injured squad.
Soften each other up.
Yeah. Right.
Like
nice.
A bruised peach coming in.
Right. And the San Jose Shark, me and my wife had all of our stuff robbed in San Jose. So I really want to seek revenge.
You're sending the Bruins in.
I do.
It's exactly. Yes. Just like Game of Thrones, it but is. With Joe List. Right?
Yeah. And my wife is my sister. So that kind of brings it all
works. We're just talking about the Joe Rogan podcast, which you were recently on.
Yeah, it was on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and it gets like a zillion downloads or whatever.
Yeah, it's unsettling how many people listen to it.
You know, it's weird. Like, what struck me when we were talking about this is that you've been on The Tonight Show, you've been on Conan, you've been on you name it. David Letterman with the, you know, not the Colbert version, the Letterman version.
Yeah, exactly. The real
one. You've been on all that, but this is, you get more recognition from that podcast?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, someone was telling me Rogan is now the biggest thing. Like, it's bigger than, like, the Big Bang Theory or the sitcom.
Right.
It gets more views than most, because I don't know exactly the numbers anymore. But I think TV shows get, like, a couple million viewers now.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas, like, you know, Seinfeld has like 90 million views or whatever. I mean, maybe Game of Thrones has huge numbers, but Rogan is bigger than any. It's more people watch that than The Tonight Show.
It's
for
nuts.
Sure.
Huh. Nuts. So you were on The Tonight Show. You got a standing ovation.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That was really.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
You go on Rogan and people recognize you.
Right. It's less nerve wracking, too, because stand up, you have. I know what I'm going to say. I've kind of figured out my jokes. But on a podcast or radio, you're kind of like, I don't know where this is going to go. And you might just bomb. Like a late night, most likely you're going to do well because you know the jokes work.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a good host that doesn't let that happen. When you do stand up, though, you're out there by yourself. For how many minutes do they give you?
Like 5 minutes, about 4.5, 5 minutes.
And that doesn't seem like a long time to get into. So you have to like open
get it right
up,
away.
Get it. Stride gone immediately.
Yeah, for sure. It's bizarre. It's such a weird feeling because you get so anxious and it builds up like for years and months and days, and then finally you're like, here we go. And then you go out there, and then 5 minutes later, you're kind of back in the dressing room again. You're like, well, that was weird.
Right. So all of that.
Hurry up and
well,
wait.
Well, it's a live stream. From the time you become a comedian and get on stage, your thought is, I'm going to get on The Tonight Show.
You build up to that point.
There you are. You know, The Tonight Show. Letterman had to be weirder, right? Because you grow up watching him, and then, like, there he is.
Yeah, that was amazing. And that when I did it, he had already announced that he was retiring.
So
just slipped
numbers.
In. Yeah, yeah. It was pretty. It was pretty wild, and it was definitely. I mean, I grew up watching him, like you said, and it was pretty incredible. And then you're just like looking at you're like, ah, this is
so
he
weird.
Does
That's
exist.
The guy.
Yeah.
It's like seeing a Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You killed it on Letterman.
Oh, thank you.
And The Tonight Show. I didn't watch the other guy. Who's the guy who does the carpool karaoke?
Corden.
James
Corden.
Oh, yeah. I like that segment.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. Like, when they replayed, you know, whoever it was before that, I was like, yeah, this is kind of stupid. But
Have you seen the gross food challenge that he does on his show?
Right.
No.
He just, do we have that? We have a sound clip from that. Right? It's Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Was it last night?
It was last night, yeah.
I got it.
All right. So what's it called?
Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts.
Yes, exactly. Mm.
Okay. So you either have to answer a question or eat something gross.
And they'll ask really personal stuff, like who had the worst breath of any co-star you've ever started a movie with?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Were you itchy right now? You know, so then.
Come on, AJ.
What? What?
Cans?
That was funny.
Kids or boobies? What do you call it?
That was funny.
All right, so this clip here, it was a two-parter, right? Where there was
the question was what two people you've won? What actor will you never work with again? I believe that was the question.
She had two, right? She said one's in jail.
She mentioned two. Yeah, she says one's in jail, and then
all right,
yeah.
Oh, who's in jail?
Clip. Yeah, send the clip.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
She's got to put the board on.
She's in the control room by herself.
I'm doing
with myself.
AJ, come back. I had the clip already. Oh,
I love it when you say that.
There are the turkey testicles. Okay. What is the question?
Who is the one actor you'd never work with again? Oh,
It's a tough one.
Throw out there.
Hated.
I do.
Should we name?
Trust me.
How long's the list of people that you would not want to work with again?
There's two people on the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they both famous?
One used to be, not so much anymore. He went to jail.
It's got to be Bill Cosby.
Got to be Cosby, right?
But one is, so I'm going to eat the balls.
No way. You go. Oh, okay. This is super duper famous.
Did they just have Halle Berry on the show saying, I'm going to eat the balls?
Yeah. Turkey balls.
I'm going to eat the balls.
That's
yes.
I don't think she said turkey.
I'm going to eat the balls.
But she couldn't have worked with Cosby. I was thinking, right? Wesley Snipes, is that somebody?
Isn't he in jail? She said he's in jail now. So oh. I'm thinking Cosby.
Jail now.
Yeah.
But what movie would she have done with Bill Cosby? He didn't do
she
it.
She might have been on a TV show with him.
Well, maybe.
She said actor, yeah. Didn't say movie.
That's right. True.
Yeah. I mean, she had to have been the Cosby Show at some point.
But he's still famous.
That's right. No.
Why do you... you're saying she had to be on the Cosby Show sometime? That was everybody on the Cosby Show?
You are down to the Cosby Show sell black fun. That's right. That's right. I got Theo. Theo runs the truckers over to sell black over there. And then I got
we used to have the Cosby Show bed, and now it's gone. Was that because of...
that's because my show is gone, too, damn it.
Some prison. Group come in here and take it out? Like, you can no longer play that?
Come to people with the judicial system. Now, the problem with me and the things
I've done... Did you work with Halle Berry?
That's right, I did. I'd worked with her many times, don't you know?
Oh, okay.
They're one of the most amazing things I've... You know, I tried to get her to eat the turkey balls also one time. But it wasn't a turkey.
I don't think you had to add the last line. I feel like the first line was enough.
This is why I'm in prison. Right.
This is why you're in jail.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, so that sounds like a fun bit.
Yeah.
I think I'd eat the turkey balls.
Would you?
Yeah.
Are they cooked or are they raw?
Yeah, it's not. They're not on the turkey. I don't any longer. I don't.
That would be weird. That turkey would be like, all right, Halle Berry, man. High five on this person. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. There's questions we need answered.
I can be.
Are the balls still on the turkey? Are they cooked? Are they raw?
Are they butter balls?
Yeah. Does anybody know?
No idea.
Yeah, I think I'd eat the turkey balls because, you know, you want to work and...
How they prepared?
That's not even the worst thing they serve. They have something that's at every single one of these games. Bird saliva.
Ew!
And anybody who even puts it in their mouth for like 2 seconds spits it into the bucket that's right next to their chair.
How do you get the saliva from the bird in the first place?
It's a mystery. They refuse to answer that question.
Really?
Yeah.
The bird's like chewing tobacco.
I would just answer the question. That's so gross.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't.
I want to see it first.
How did we get on Schindler's List?
I'm not quite sure.
We just started talking about it.
Yeah. I don't know now.
It just happened organically. Can't remember why.
Wait, what did happen?
Wiggy came in and said everything's raw.
Right.
Tongue, everything.
Right, with the...
I remember.
Spill your guts and fill your guts.
Right. I remember, because we were talking about Halle Berry. She could have just named somebody that's dead.
Oh, yes.
Right. AJ said that, and that's brilliant.
Right.
Yeah. You just named someone. So if you're playing a game where it's either eat these balls or name someone you'd never work with again.
Right.
You could name Doris Day.
Yeah, yes. Someone's dead. Doris, right. Yeah. Right.
And they look at their IMDb.
Tim Conway.
Right. Tim Conway. Yes. Never going to work with him again.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right.
And she won't.
How do we go from there to Schindler's List?
Well, there's a scene in Schindler's List. Sorry to be laughing. But there's a scene where they say, somebody stole something, and they said, we're going to execute one person until someone admits who it was. And then they shoot one guy, and then a kid steps up and says, he did it, and points to the dead guy. It's like this moment where this kid's
really smart.
It is brilliant.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's what made us think of it.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So you connected that with what AJ said, and then we started talking about there's a joke in Schindler's List.
There's a bit in Schindler's List. I know that sounds crazy. It's a very sad, serious movie, but there's a scene where, you know, Oscar Schindler is what do you call it? A philanthropist? What do you call someone that has sex a lot?
Whore?
Philanderer.
Philander.
Not a philanthropist.
We don't use big words here.
We just say whore.
Well, all small words.
You know, he's a womanizer, and his wife catches him cheating, and she says, I will stay here and move with you if no one's ever mistaken for Mrs. Schindler again. And then there's a beat, it pauses, and it cuts to her on a train leaving, waving goodbye. And you're like, that's a full
joke. A comedy bit.
Yeah, there's a bit in the middle of the movie.
And then a spinoff.
that's the last piece of humor in the film.
Yeah. Right. Probably the only one, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to look for it, really.
Besides the kid saying that one.
Exactly, yeah. Did. Yeah.
Which
yeah,
even that's brilliant. It's more brilliant than hilarious.
That's yeah. quick thinking.
And we're talking about the movie. It's not a movie you watch, you know.
No.
Once you got it.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a heavy, heavy movie.
I haven't seen it because I'm not into that.
No, you don't want to see that.
I haven't seen it either.
It's horribly sad because it really happened, right?
Yeah. And then, I'll watch Jaws instead.
No. Scared of sharks. Will not do that.
Oh,
scared of no,
you
sharks.
Came so clear.
Sharks.
Scared of sharks.
You-
I said, scared of sharks.
Yeah, but you paused there.
The
Are
animal.
You sure?
The animal.
Jaws, I can watch a million times.
Yeah.
Oh, I can watch that whole movie.
It's funnier backwards.
Why, the shark spits
it
out.
It keeps on puking people up to the over the beaches.
I love Jaws. I love the scene where the mayor is smoking in the hospital. I love that. Yeah. They walk out of that operating room. He's got a cigarette.
And you're, well, I'm of good. That generation where, you know, the doctor would come in the room. You go to the doctor.
Here, hold this.
Dr. Longo and Seymour, he'd come in with a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah. You put it at the end of the table. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that leg floating down to the bottom of the
Yeah, saying, the guy,
oh, my God, it's a leg.
The guy in the inlet with the sneaker on him.
Yeah.
He's got the sneaker still on. That's the best part.
Yeah. Yeah. Who has sneakers on a boat?
Right. Well, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, hey, wait a minute. There's a sneaker on that.
No, we're sneakers on a boat.
I was like, oh, my God, that's a leg.
Either flops or barefoot, one of the two.
Yeah.
They reached their budget, so they couldn't make toes.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah, really.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more expensive.
Well, that foot looks fake. Well, put a sneaker on it.
Exactly.
Done. Right. Well, who's going to wear a sneaker on a boat? Well, don't worry about it.
This guy did.
Get one for the crew, people.
That reminds me, there was an old sketch on SNL in the 90s where the Unabomber, Norm MacDonald, played the sketch artist. And he drew him that way because he can't do hair or eyes. He doesn't know how to draw hair or eyes. The guy just drew sunglasses and a hood on him.
That's awesome.
I love Norm.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, the best. Oh, I just you ever watch him on the old Letterman show where he, not the old, the 90s CBS Letterman show where he talks about Scrabble? Yeah. If you've never watched it, you got to YouTube it at some point.
Yeah.
He just tells a story about going to a bed and breakfast.
See if the bit's on YouTube.
He's at a bed and breakfast and playing Scrabble with the guy. And it's a long bit, but it's amazingly funny.
Really? It's a long bit? Yeah, we don't have time. It's 6 minutes? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd be too long.
I'll watch it later.
Yeah. Eat into Joe's time.
Yeah. That and he screws with Conan all the time. So he goes on Conan very frequently. And he did a bit once where he sat down and told a joke about the moth, which is sort of a famous joke. And he goes on for 5.5 minutes. And 40 seconds in, Conan realizes what he's opened. And now he's just got to let him finish.
Yeah.
And the look on their faces is actually the best part.
I love him. I'm surprised he didn't make it into movies and make it big in movies.
He's great.
He's like a fine one. Like, you need to... You know, if you get it, he's a genius.
He was,
if you don't, you're like, I don't get that guy.
He was
There's
great
no in-between people.
He was great. My name is Earl because he played the son of Burt Reynolds, and he does Burt Reynolds to a T.
Oh, no
Burt Reynolds actually owns like a strip club on My Name is Earl, and so he was like Little Earl. And
he was Little Earl?
Sound perfect. I mean, does him perfectly. You would think it's Burt Reynolds talking.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Even the mannerism, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Yep. Have you been in any movies? Have you been offered? Is that something you want to do?
I'd like to be, but I don't want to audition and take an acting class. I just want someone to call and be like, "You're the lead in this movie."
Exactly.
Yeah. Or it should be. Hey, we're doing this movie, and this part is perfect for you.
Yeah.
Just come and show up. You don't even have to try out.
Right. Just be yourself.
Right. Even if it's like a third string, fourth string, or you're in a couple scenes, whatever.
Yeah. I did one movie with my friend Henry Phillips. Has a movie. He's made two movies actually. He's a comedian. He made a movie called Punching the Clown, which is an amazing movie about comedy. And then he did a sequel called Punching Henry. I think is the name of it. They went back and forth with titles. And I'm in the movie. I play a heckler. But there's a bunch of comics in it. Jim Jeffries is in it. Doug Stanhope. Sarah Silverman.
Oh, wow.
A few other people, too. And then J.K. Simmons is in it. I'm in a movie with an Oscar winner.
Oh, nice. Crap.
Oh, wow.
And we're in the same scene, but we weren't there at the same time.
The farmer's insurance guy. Bump, bada, 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 bada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you're playing a heckler?
I heckle my
now,
friend
Did
Henry.
You use any heckles that were used on you? Like, did you say, I got this one?
No,
I don't need to write anything.
This one bastard said this.
Yeah. I wish I could have. My favorite heckle I've ever got was years ago at the Comedy Connection in Boston. In the middle of my set, a guy I was killing, and this guy stood up and went, "This guy's a nerd." He just yelled that. And I went, "What?" And he goes, this guy's a nerd. Like, I think he got mad that I was killing.
Right.
Or something.
Right. He's like, why are you laughing at him?
Yeah. Does no one else see what I see?
We should ridicule him.
And he went, he's like, but look at him. He's a, and he was stand. I've never seen a heckler stand. Right. And he was like, look at him. He's a nerd. And I was like, sir, that's not really necessary. Right. And what was crazy is I was kind of zinging him back. I got some laughs. The club, I think they were so blown away. They didn't even say it. They didn't even reprimand the guy.
Right.
And I came on stage. I go, what the hell was that? And they go, we never experienced this before.
They're like, we thought he was with you.
I was just yelling.
We thought it was some kind of... some kind of theater performance.
I would just yell, sit down, Dad.
It was very strange. And then he did it again, like 5 minutes later. He stood up again. He's like, he's a nerd.
Like, yeah, you people are still laughing. What is going on here?
You ruined his day.
It was amazing. Yeah, he was upset. It was
That's great.
Pretty wild.
I don't understand his vocabulary.
At what point in your life did you decide to make the jump and get into comedy?
Well, I always wanted to do. I started when I was 18. I've been doing comedy more than half my life now, I've realized.
Damn.
Nice.
I started when I was 18. I started right out of high school, so I always wanted to do it. And then as soon as
were you funny in high school?
I think so. Yes. I was very shy, and so like later, once I got kind of, eventually in high school and in life, you realize this is all silly. This is stupid.
Right.
And
you start figuring it out.
The first day.
You weren't caught up in the daily drama. You just realized, this is
stupid. Yeah, none of this matters. This is dumb. And so then I got, I think I was pretty funny, and I just always wanted to do it. And then
but you were shy, but funny.
Yeah.
So how did that work? You weren't out in front of the class. You were like one-liners in the back of the class?
Or? Quiet. Someone said comedians are never the class clown. The class clown streaks during graduation. The comedian's the guy that goes, hey, you should go streak during graduation.
Right. It's that guy.
I got an idea.
So, I was always kind of quiet, but then funny amongst friends, and then I started getting a little more comfortable or whatever, but and then just started going to open mics, and it just progressed from
there. What was that like, the first time you got on stage for an open mic? There's a lot of people listening who'd like to try comedy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, I wasn't great. I had some jokes that, looking back, I'm like, that's not bad. I remember saying, this is in Boston, and I went, boy, I went to a Celtics game. There was a lot of empty seats for a team called the Celtics. That was like
first joke. Yeah. It's like obvious. It's funny.
Yeah. It's not terrible.
It's like, wow, how come no one thought of that?
Right. And then I said, my friend got me the worst apartment warming gift ever, an air conditioner.
Warming.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I was 18.
But you know what's interesting about that? It's your first night and your style. You already were showing signs of your style.
Yeah.
Night one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had something, and then so it went okay. But this guy, his name was Larry Lee Lewis, and he kind of played the piano and did all these old,
like Jerry Lee, but Larry Lee.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah,
and he gave me his card, and I remember thinking, like, I'm in showbiz. This is crazy. I'm like, I'm a comedian. And then I just started going there every Wednesday. And
what was it like the first time? Like, did you have to drag yourself on stage?
No, I don't even think I drank then. I think I just was like, my fear of not pursuing a dream was greater than going up there.
Would you like 5 minutes?
Yeah. So it was like 5 minutes.
Did it feel like an hour? Or
I think I had like 3 minutes of jokes, and then I didn't know you could just be like, that's all I have. I just had to fill the time.
Right.
Yeah. At one point, I said, take my wife, please, which didn't even make sense.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
I was like, what am I doing? But it started off good enough, and like, I was so young that I think the crowd was like, oh, look at him. That's great.
Yeah, so you have this, it's like playing golf. If you hit one ball right, it brings you back.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's what.
And so you hit a couple balls on that first time, you're like, that feeling
this
is going to bring me back.
Yeah, Colin Quinn said that about show business. He said, they just keep giving you enough to keep you in forever.
Right.
Just enough that you're like, all right, I better keep trying.
It's like a dealer, yeah.
But he said it in that Colin Quinn vindictive tone, which makes it really funny. Yeah. I love that friggin' guy.
They keep being in line forever. I can't do impressions, but I love Colin.
And then at what point did you realize, holy crap, I made it, or I can do this?
There's, I don't know. I always felt like I was pretty good, and I always felt like I would do okay because I wasn't pursuing anything else. And everyone used to always tell me, because I was so young and I would be able to get some laughs. People were like, you're going to be great. You're on the right track. So I kept going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I always felt
so
like,
you believed all right,
yeah, I kind of had belief. And
but then you're on the Tonight Show or the Letterman Show.
Letterman was definitely the moment where I was like, that was big. That was a big thing. It felt legitimate. Because the thing with doing TV like that is you would have that for, they can't take that away. And a lot of people go, I'm a comedian. You go, oh, where do you do comedy? You go, well, you wouldn't really, it's almost like Rudy.
Yeah.
I dress at practice, but you can't really see me.
Right.
Where once you do Letterman. You can say
Letterman and everybody knows one of the icons of television said you can come on.
And people go, oh, wow. Oh, so yeah, it feels a little more legitimate. Yeah. Not that you need that to actually be legitimate, but talking to.
What, Phil?
David Spade has this funny thing that he would do. He would take a girl home from the bar, and the door would open, and he had rigged his TV to go on as the door opens to him coming on doing a set on Letterman. So they'd walk into the room, and the TV would be on, and be like, oh, look, it's on again.
Right, yeah. David Spade needs that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's awesome. Who was on the show that night, that Letterman? Elvis Costello
and Hugh Jackman was the lead
guest.
Wow, damn,
so you're in the green room with these guys?
Nah, they were like next door. There was like three green rooms.
They had the green room.
There's the green room for the A's, and then the green room for the,
exactly, and that was supposed to be Lana
Del Rey. Which is probably better for you, right? Because you get to like kind of go through what you're going to do and you're not,
get your head on
forced into a conversation with Hugh Jackman.
For sure.
Yeah.
But originally it was Lana Del Rey, and at the last minute she had to bail, and I didn't know who she was at the time. I still don't really know. And then they replaced her with Elvis Costello, who I'm a huge fan of, so that was exciting.
That's nice. You could almost be mistaken for Elvis. Like if you two guys were together, I think someone would say, oh, Elvis, is this your son?
Exactly.
I could see that. Right. My aim is true years.
Yeah. Right. Well, was on Veronica. Yeah.
Well, we got to hit a break here. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome here anytime.
Yeah, man. Carte blanche.
The tease had me curious.
I mean, you guys don't even know what the word takes mean. Takes, opinions.
Right.
Your bad opinions from the week.
That's kind of what I said.
Did he start already?
Sorry. Well, folks say,
I don't think he said the call.
You'd have to listen first.
He came in yapping.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
Okay, here are my top five bad takes from the week. Anytime AJ says, I should go there, I should do that, none of this is true. Just do these things. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. So yesterday, Chaz goes, I go to Captain's Cove, and every time I go there, I say, I should come here more. And AJ, you say, oh, I say that too. So go! Go this afternoon!
I'm going on next Friday.
All right.
No. That's work-related. I'm saying there is a lot of... So yesterday, Chaz says, you should go to Las Vegas. And you said, I would love to go to Las Vegas. Go! Do these things.
That's true.
You have 4 weeks of vacation.
Right.
Five. Go somewhere. 5 weeks of vacation.
Wow.
Go to these places. I demand it. Chaz has been all sorts of different places. You need to go. Even like somewhere in Hartford. Go. Do something. Saturday night.
Yeah. So we had a meeting because we're going to have this food fest.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to give away too much.
Right.
But everyone was listing all the restaurants they go to. And AJ had one.
I mentioned two.
It's been... almost 17 years.
I'm like, two?
How many places can you walk into where they say, AJ?
Oh, well, that's any place
one.
I go.
Right.
I was seeing traffic, but like, AJ, right. How you doing?
I want you to go to like Fairfield on Saturday.
Fairfield?
It doesn't even have to be far.
All right, I'll go take a cruise in the car.
Right.
That sounds like a bit like adventures with AJ.
Right. Anywhere.
I'll go do a burnout in Fairfield and come back.
All right.
So that's number five. Number four. So last week it was like a rub and tug about how great Billy Joel was. So then your take yesterday was Pearl Jam Yellow Ledbetter sucks. A terrible take. A terrible take of one of their coolest songs from 1994 that was a B-side. Everybody said, you don't play enough B-sides. Song's a B-side. It was a B-side. And it's cool. Oh, because it's slow? We don't like slow songs?
Not in the morning.
It's awesome. And it was in the 9 o'clock hour.
If I want to hear this, I'll listen to Jimi Hendrix.
It's the 9 o'clock hour.
I'd rather listen to the real thing.
But Billy Joel, I Go to Extremes
is
cool.
Was this the 9 o'clock hour?
Yes.
I don't think it was.
I wasn't driving here. It was either 8 or 9.
I don't recall.
I think it was 8.
If it was after 8:30, it's during the workday. It's different.
I forget things a lot.
Yeah, and I think I came out of the song and they said I want to smash that
this
guitar
sucks.
On his head.
Here's another song that I hate that we play.
And I
was
added
to the list of every song
week.
That I hate on this radio
is this
station.
Is this a top five list? Just beat the crap out of the morning.
I just see his hand from the window, the right hand going.
That's what we sound like to him.
I hate this one. Whitesnake, Pink Floyd, Pearl Jam.
I'm going to point to the
dollar. You should go work on Star.
I'm going to
see if you like those songs.
I'm going to point to the dollar. It hurt me.
All right, number three. Yeah. These are my top five bad takes of the week, by the way. in case we lost the plot a little bit.
Yes.
Ashley gets the wrong audio. Okay, guys. I think this one's on you. I don't think we can let the new woman who has worked here for 2 minutes find, select, and pick the audio, and then we all get mad at her. She's been here for a week and a half.
Yeah. Phil, you want to take this?
Yes.
I mean, the link that was sent to her was dated 2009.
It was in plain sight.
Still, somebody's got to be double-checking her. This is a bad take. Somebody should double-check her.
She's a professional. She should double-check.
No offense. She's not. She's not. She's about as experienced as one of these interns. Like, she needs to be double-checked.
That's true. Actually, Flanders has more experience than Ashley.
That's right? True, yeah.
Mm. However, if you read what someone sends you, and he didn't even text... Here it is.
Listen, she might not know how to read. We don't know. We didn't check any references.
It's true.
I think the real sad part of that whole thing is I listened to this tape. I think it's real. And we played it a few years ago. And yeah. I don't remember one part of it.
Well, you've done a lot of shows. That I can understand.
And I have an excuse on the weekends.
Right. All right, so who's going to fact check Ashley?
One of the three of you. Or the intern.
I'm sorry, but who has made a career out of fact checking us behind me?
All right, number two.
I did correct her eventually. Again, I thought this was a bit when we were doing it. And then I didn't know how to stop it once
it
we
was
were
too
going.
Late. Right,
you can't stop a train.
No. It is not your fault, Ashley.
Oh,
it's not your fault.
Keith?
Yes, that's right. We get to be nice to you for one more month. This song's a classic. It's a classic song.
It's still going.
It's one of their best songs. Everybody agrees with me. Okay, number two. Here's another bad take. This one will make you mad. The Manchester High School Indians changing their name.
Oh, yeah.
Why does this bother you? You don't live in Manchester. AJ, yesterday you kept saying, well, it's history. So what's the history? That Indians lived in Manchester? And they're not even called Indians anymore.
Right.
So if you're offended by this, it's on you. Let these kids change the name. It's better than them being on Snapchat. If my 11-year-old daughter cared about anything besides TikTok and wanted to change the name of her high school, awesome. Great. Change the name.
I don't know if I was upset about that. I was more upset that, like, why don't you go out and do something real before you start taking stuff apart?
But this is something. It's like they're doing something. This
not
is
building
good.
Something.
I'm more concerned.
You said build a bar. They're like 14 years old.
How many cars no longer have windows anymore because of him shouting?
Oh, sorry. And my number one bad take of the week, and it's about Phil. Again. We missed the biggest sports story of the week. Again, besides the Bruins, which you got today, congratulations. The biggest sports story of the week is the draft. The NBA draft was fixed. The draft was fixed. We didn't discuss
How?
It not once.
How?
So every time the Pelicans get the top pick because the NBA wants to make them happy so their best player can go to the Knicks or the Lakers. Anthony Davis is their best player.
Then why wouldn't they just give the Knicks the number one overall pick?
No, because they want a real pro.
They
like
did that
Anthony
already
Davis.
With Patrick Ewing.
In 1985. The draft this week was fixed, and all we decided to play was like audio of people going, boo! Yay! We got to do better. We have to do better.
I'm just happy Phil's number one.
Those are my top five things. AJ, go do something on Saturday. Anything.
I'm going to go buy some aspirin.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.